Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning from KDKA in Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Wednesday, May 23rd. Police say a woman from Butler County, missing since 2004, has been found in Florida living under a different name. And they say Kimberly Kessler is also a suspect in the disappearance of another woman. Kessler was reportedly using the name Jennifer Seibert and a fake Social Security number in Jacksonville. She worked at a hair salon with Jolene Cummings, who disappeared on Mother's Day. Police found Cummings' vehicle abandoned in a parking lot. Nassau County Sheriff Bill Leeper.
We have obtained evidence, which we are not releasing at this time, which leads us to believe Jolene is not alive.
Leeper says surveillance video shows Kessler was in the parking lot where Cummings' car was left. Kessler is charged so far with auto theft and possession of a counterfeit passport. The city of Pittsburgh aims to reduce energy and water use by 50% under a just-approved climate action plan. Here's KDKA Radio's Joe DeStillo.
The plan is a product of more than 100 community meetings with about 90 organizations, businesses, and government entities. It calls for 100% renewable energy use, 0% fossil fuel use for the vehicle fleet, and divestment from fossil fuel companies. The goal for accomplishing that? 2030. The city recently purchased its first several electric cars that are refueled at solar-powered charging stations along 2nd Avenue. Joe DeStillo, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Nurses may soon be walking the picket line outside UPMC McKeesport. Some nurses and labor reps held a vigil last night across the street from the hospital. Staff nurse and acting union president Lynn Musser tells KDKA-TV.
We want some reasonable raises. We want some of the things that the rest of the nurses in the system have.
Nearly 170 nurses have been working without a contract since April. 99% of them have pledged to strike if necessary. The next bargaining session with UPMC is on the 29th. I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.